Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. Sizzle Southwest Florida is holding its restaurant week right now, meaning more than 50 restaurants have put together special menus that they will offer for reduced prices through December 12th. The restaurants are throughout Southwest Florida, including Marco Island, Naples, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. And now there's a paying it forward aspect that we're going to explore. A part of the proceeds from all of the meals sold during this time will benefit a scholarship program for a student here at FGCU School of Resort and Hospitality Management. We're in the studio now with Guy Clark. He's one of the co-founders of the Food Idea Group Incorporated. Guy, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you.
Good to have you back. We're also talking with Randall Upchurch. He's the director for the School of Resort and Hospitality Management here at Florida Gulf Coast University. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
As always, we invite the listeners to become part of the conversation. Have you participated in Restaurant Week? Let us know how you liked it or call in with your questions about the Resort and Hospitality Management Program here at FGCU. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and at Twitter, we are at WGCU using the hashtag of GCL. So, Guy, Restaurant Week is really growing. How many participants are there total now?
We have 55 this time.
55. How much was it when it started?
26 Raffaele first got together.
Almost doubled. Are these all locally owned restaurants, or do you have some larger groups or corporations involved too?
The majority of them are locally owned. There are a couple corporate, but with the local managers and partners.
Yeah, the locals kind of easier to make a decision.
It is a lot faster.
But those big guys, it's really tough to get them. So each restaurant comes up with a special menu for lunch and or dinner, and then they agree to have two price options. Tell me about that.
They do. We have a three-course for dinner. There's a three-course options that they can come in at $26 or $36, depending on where their normal menu is priced at and the prestige and the level of the restaurant.
So like if it's normally kind of a regular – like super-duper high-end, then it would probably have a $36 price.
It would be.
If you have like the normal, fish shack or whatever, you know what I mean?
Smaller mom-and-pops like the Rooster, as an example, is a small. They're only open a few days. They would come in
I haven't gotten there yet. I can't wait to get there.
Amazing Southern food, too. Now I have dreams of shrimp and grits. I'm sorry.
Shrimp and grits. That'll get you off topic all the time.
But those come in at $26. And then, like you had said, your more higher-end restaurants, they come in at the $36, so it's affordable.
It kind of makes sense. And then for lunch, they have a different program?
We do. $16 and $21. It's a two-course lunch. Right now, there's only around six restaurants that are participating. It's something new we've been introducing slowly.
Yeah, but a lot of places kind of only do dinner.
They do.
But then you have some places that only do breakfast and lunch, and they want to get in on the lunch part, right?
That is. We haven't had any of that yet. Most of them are lunch and dinner. Uh-huh. But the ones that are open for lunch that want to participate are seeing great results. And $16 and $21 for two courses.
So this is a way for people to maybe go out and try a restaurant that they hadn't tried before. It's an impetus to get out there and just give something new a shot. And just check out new restaurants and different ones. I can't believe there are 55 of them.
There are, yeah. Everybody, when you say, hey, let's go out to dinner, everybody always has 3 to 5 places already permanently set in their minds.
Yes.
And you're
guilty.
Comfortable with those. We're all like that,
well,
even
nobody
myself.
Wants to get disappointed.
Exactly. We work hard for our money. We want to be able to spend it and enjoy, and we're comfortable with these places. Restaurant Week affords and allows people to go out and try new places that they've heard of from friends or social media and not really break the bank and get a great value at 2 and 3 courses between lunch and dinner.
Yeah, because then you're not just trying one thing too.
Exactly. You get to explore a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. You go to a restaurant and you only want to spring for one item because, who wants two dinners? And a lot of times people just don't go for the appetizer just because, if you're watching your money or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you do a 2 or 3 course thing, you're going to be trying a few different things. So you get the restaurants have a better opportunity to impress people.
They do. They do. And they've used one of the things we've been pushing with all of the chefs. Raffaele and I have been really trying to get them to go outside of their normal menu. Use this as a testing grounds also for trying new things that customers have been asking for. And then they get to impress three courses between the app, the entree, and the dessert.
That's a good time to do it too because they're getting ready. Well, they probably have already set their menu for the coming season. But if they wanted to tweak it or have a couple specials throughout season, that might not be a bad idea. So now there's the donation to the scholarship fund for a student to attend the FGCU School of Restaurant and Hospitality Management. So why did you think it was important to include this in the Sizzle Southwest Florida thing?
Well, Raffaele, my business partner, is an alum here. He went here and It's something he actually had said early on in our business relationship, that he wanted to be able to, you know, give back and work with FGCU. We had been prior working with the Naples Humane Society, Boys and Girls Club, a few other charities, mm-hmm. and we're a food company, you know, so we wanted something that was a little bit more food related. And in talking with all the restaurants over the last 5 restaurant weeks, we keep consistently hearing the same thing. I can't find good staff, et cetera, going on and on. And this was a way to try and impact that, because now, just this last restaurant week, we raised over $20,000. This one we hope to do way better than that as well. So please, everybody, go out and eat.
I was going to ask you to give me a crystal ball on that later in the show.
We'll hold that for later then. But so that dollar really expands because of the thousands of people that go out and eat. And then that goes directly to FGCU, goes to the scholarship to help kids afford be able to go to this the course. And then that puts more people back into our local restaurant environment.
Kind of like, you know, homegrown, right?
Yeah, they're local high school graduates is one of the requirements. So they're going to be local. They're here. And hopefully they get this education and then stay here. And then we can feed the restaurants all of these new students that have freshly graduated.
So that makes me want to turn now to Randall Upchurch. So you're the director of the School of Hospitality and Resort Management. How long have you been at that job?
I am going on my 4th year here.
On your 4th year. Okay. So tell me a little bit about this school. Is it a 4-year program? Are there 2-year associate's degrees involved?
We are a Bachelor of Science degree program, so it's definitely 120 credits front to back.
So that's a 4-year. But do people typically accomplish this in 4 years, or do you have a lot of non-traditional students that are fitting school in around regular work?
It's kind of a combination. Generally, the students articulate right into the program, so some will come in with an associate's and then literally come into the program as a junior. So it might feel like a 2-year program, but if you band their associates with the junior senior year, it's a 4-year degree program. Do we have some non-trads in the program, older in the 30-40 range? Yes, we do. That takes me to the degree completion program that FGCU, we're participating in that. So we're putting that out there for individuals that have worked in the industry for years, started on, maybe not finished their associate's degree. So that segment of what we do is growing.
Yeah, I know that FGCU has a new concentration on helping people get their way all the way through college and get all the way to the finish line, even while they're working it around their families that they may have, which are also demanding, and work schedules and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. Are you seeing more and more students coming in that are looking to finish up?
You are, nationwide and certainly within this area. Guy mentioned talent. The number one need is in talent, and talent comes at different levels. It's not just the management leadership talent of the students that graduate out of my program. It's talent at the entry-level culinary, which is one of the reasons why we have, again, working with the Food Idea Group to work with a couple of the high school culinary programs, Lorenzo Walker and Immokalee Tech, to transition them into the industry, and if they want that additional career pathways, right into this program.
So that makes me wonder, what exactly do people learn? I mean, I don't need the whole 4-year course like right now in 10 minutes. But, I mean, a lot of people kind of look at the restaurant industry and the hospitality industry as a place where you work your way up. You start washing dishes, and then maybe you can start dicing a couple onions, and then maybe you can get on the sauce line. And then a lot of people kind of view it that way, as a very hands-on kind of thing. What additional things are people able to learn in the restaurant and hospitality school that they may not get from just on the job?
What I like to share with parents and prospective students when they come in, this is a minds-on, hands-on program, but what they will learn how to do are run the restaurants, run the private clubs, run the resorts. Given where we are in the Fort Myers, Naples, most of the students, they have a wide array to go into, right? But they are learning how to manage, how to market.
So you've got some business classes, I guess.
Well,
accounting?
We do have accounting. We have 3 levels of accounting. We actually are a school within the College of Business. But half those 120 credits are actually ours within our school.
So they have to learn about actually managing a business, which that doesn't come from washing the dishes and all the way up.
Nope, not at all. In fact, our capstone course brings it all together. So they have to do the finances, the accounting, the HR, the management, the leadership, and they actually are doing a feasibility study. They're developing a business, are talking about a market segmentation strategy of improving running a business. So it's pretty much leadership and critical thinking and problem solving.
And Guy, you've been in the industry, so I'm sure you've seen it a number of times. You're a really talented, incredibly gifted chef who says, I'm going to open my own restaurant, and they don't have the business sense to do it.
100%.
And it's not that they're not smart.
So often.
It's just that there's an education that has to be had there.
There is. And there's a difference between being a wonderful chef and being a wonderful business owner. They're two distinct roads that you have to travel. So within the school, they're trying to teach the business side of it as well. And I've been back there. The students are cooking and washing dishes and serving. And there is some of that hands-on because you have to know how to do to be a leader.
You have to be able to know how to do all those things if you're going to lead everybody in all those different positions.
Exactly.
But yeah, it seems like the business people that are really great at business who then open a restaurant, those are the disappointing restaurants. Those are the ones you go to and you're like,
They need the you got to pair with a creative chef, an artiste chef, and a proper business owner, and that would be a perfect pairing for sure.
It's definitely a balancing act, wouldn't you say, Randall?
Oh, very much so. You have to have both elements is what it amounts to, and that's why the students shine. You know, we always say they soar like an eagle. Well, they do.
So I'm wondering, how does this – I mean, I know the scholarship from these guys, the Food Ideas Group, is kind of new, but how much of an impact would something like that have on a student as far as their tuition is?
Oh, it is tremendously impactful. It is amazing looking at some of the economics of the students and how they're trying to pay for their four-year degree program as they go through. This is a gift. It's a dream come true. So to get this kind of scholarship, it's a game changer. It oftentimes means that they can finish the program. And if not that, they can finish the program with not as many financial worries.
Maybe a few fewer hours working their job so that because they don't have to come up with that money to pay for it, and then they can study harder and maybe achieve more at school.
It does. It definitely does. You know, we have mandatory internships as well. So the financial piece, you know, they have to work. Internship level one and internship level two is 1,000 hours worth. But by the time they get to the senior year, this is actually very, very helpful. So, yeah, you're right. They're working hard. They're studying hard. It is, again, a blessing.
So I want to ask you a little bit more about how this works, Guy. People have you go out, you have a great dinner, and you're not asked to pay for anything more. All these restaurants have dedicated to put $1 towards the scholarship fund. That's how it's working?
They have, exactly. So out of that $36 or $26, depending on where you go, or even the $16 and $21 lunches, $1 out of that, the restaurant writes the scholarship a check. So they actually benefit too because they get the tax write-off from that. And then the scholarship writes a check to FGCU. Mm-hmm. And then FGCU goes through, and we actually have two scholarships. We have an endowment section, mm-hmm. which will be endowed for life once it's fully funded. And then the rest of it goes into the fund and then gets distributed out to whoever signs up and applies and fits the criteria. So the restaurants, they send the check to us. We send the check to FGCU. FGCU sends it out to the students. And then the students, whoever applies for it, benefit.
So let's go over the criteria real quick one more time. Mm-hmm. You have to be an FGCU – I mean you have to be a
local
resident
high school
of
graduate,
Southwest Florida.
A local high school graduate of any of the five counties within Southwest Florida.
Okay.
You have to have a 2.9 grade point average. And that's it. And be applying into the Resort and Hospitality Management Program.
And then how many are you going to be doling out? Is it all going to be one big lump to one student to get them all the way through? Or are you going to be giving some here, some there?
We actually work with the donor. In this case, it is needs-based. It is needs-based. But sometimes the stories are so compelling on the students. It's difficult to say we're going to allocate the full amount just to one. We try and spread the wealth as much as we can and help as many of our students as we can.
Well, I'm really – I'm not surprised actually the way I know you and Raphael, Guy. You already did one round of Restaurant Week and it came up with – you said 20,000?
It's a little over 20,000 just this last spring.
So, and that was in spring. That was kind of towards off season, wasn't it?
It was June, May and June.
Yeah. So what do you expect this year? I know we're crystal balling it here, but.
Well, we have 55 restaurants on board. And
do they report an uptick in number of tables?
They do.
As a result of this? It gets people out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're seeing a lot of younger people hit the restaurants, which is really fantastic to see because that's the generation that's going to be going out to anniversaries and birthdays mm-hmm. and celebrations. And these high-end restaurants don't typically see the young people come. So when they do for Restaurant Week, it's fantastic for that exposure for them. Our goal, depending on how, you know, this gets out there to everybody, mm-hmm. our goal, we'd love to be able to do $100,000 a year between both Restaurant Weeks that we do in the spring and the winter. It would be fantastic to hit 100,000. So it's just a matter of getting out to the population and getting more people to be aware of Restaurant Week.
So Restaurant Week is going on. It started on November 29th. It's going on until December 15th.
12th.
12th. Okay.
Wednesday.
All right. So it's going on until next Wednesday.
9 days left.
That's really a good time because a lot of people are out shopping and they just don't have time to go home and cook.
It is. And it also serves the restaurant really good because all of the restaurants ramp up their staff hiring for Thanksgiving because uh-huh. they're so busy.
Yeah.
And then right after Thanksgiving, family's gone, leftovers in the fridge. They see – all the restaurants see a pretty big dip.
Yeah.
So Restaurant Week carries them through. And then right around mid-December, everybody's out shopping, like you had said.
Yeah.
And the restaurants pick back up
with
holiday
parties. I'm
speaking
from experience here. I'm just like, I'm done. I don't even want to cook right now. So I know because I follow you on social media and I've seen all the pictures and I know it's kind of like asking you to pick out a favorite son or daughter or niece or nephew. Is there something that is a can't miss?
You know, it's really hard for me to say favorite restaurant, but I can tell you my favorite dish at every restaurant because that's something that, you know, is a little easier. But favorite restaurant out of all of them.
I know.
It's
because then all the other ones will be mad that they're not your favorite, too.
I'm not going to make you do that.
If you want to know more about it, though, you do definitely want to follow these guys on social media because there are tons of pictures. And there have been many a day that I've stared at those and thought, man. I got to go put on some makeup and get out of this house. But the restaurants are really putting it on. Where do people find out what restaurants there are and what the menus look like?
SizzleRestaurantWeek.com.
SizzleRestaurantWeek.com. That's to see where you want to go to check out a new restaurant and then also in the process donate towards this scholarship fund for a student attending FGCU's School of Hospitality and Restaurant Resort Management, not restaurant. It starts with an R. resort Management. So it's a pretty great cause, and I'm really happy to have seen it come together. Congratulations, both of you.
Thank you.
I want to thank my guests, Guy Clark from Food Idea Group Incorporated, behind the Sizzle Southwest Florida Restaurant Week, and also Randall Upchurch, the director of the School of Hospitality and Resort Management here at FGCU. Thanks both for coming in.
Thank you very much.
When we return, educators in Broward County recently unveiled new proposed curriculum in response to students' concerns about the value of voting as recounts played out here in Florida. We're joined by the president of the Broward Teachers Union to find out what the changes entail and what it will take to get them implemented. I'm Julie Glenn, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.